eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, we have five sleepers from Jamie Eisenberg on Fantasy Football Today in Five. But stay awake. This is good stuff. Jamie, give me sleeper number one.
Yeah, I'm going to take this one from Heath's list because I would have done the same myself. But Kyler Murray, keeping with the theme of insane upside, he's got as much upside as we've seen at the quarterback position in the last several years based on how he runs. And hopefully we'll get an upgraded receiving core. But he came back from his ACL tear and did fairly well in the small sample size after, you know, being active from week 10 on. Did that with mostly Marquise Brown being either ineffective or hurt. He only played three games with Kyler, 2.5. And so if they add a receiver, maybe he falls out of the sleeper category and, you know, becomes one of those guys that we're looking at as borderline top five caliber quarterback on draft day. I don't think that'll be the case, but clearly, you know, with Trey McBride and Michael Wilson and, you know, again, what Kyler does on his own, there's a lot to love about his potential, and we'll see if he gets an upgraded receiving core also.
All right. I would say Kyler Murray, my favorite sleeper. I don't have a big list like Jamie, but I love me some Kyler Murray. Sleeper number two.
Yeah, I'll give you two running backs. So that'll be 2 and 3, Chase Brown and Jerome Ford. Brown is somebody that I will draft a lot of just given the opportunity to potentially be the best running back in Cincinnati. And he may price himself out of the sleeper category as well with a strong training camp. And we know Zach Moss has a unfortunate injury history going back to his time really at Utah, but at Buffalo, he struggled to be the full-time guy when he was in a tandem with Devin Singletary. We know that. He was great last year for the Colts, certainly in the first four or five games without Jonathan Taylor. And he does fit the system based on what Zach Taylor said, you know, in terms of running out of the shotgun. That's something he's done well in Buffalo and Indianapolis. But I think Chase Brown will prove to be more explosive. And, you know, if even without an injury, we may see Chase Brown take over that backfield at some point. So this is the type of guy that I will be investing a lot in. And really the same thing with Jerome Ford because of the Nick Chubb injury. So we'll see when Chubb is healthy. Hopefully he'll be ready to go week one and Jerome Ford does become an afterthought. But, you know, at his age, 28 plus for Chubb coming off an MCL and ACL tear that required multiple surgeries, I'm just very concerned about a player like this. We know the ACL has been bad for running backs in year one. I know Breece Hall was great last year, but Javonte Williams struggled a little bit if you're looking at the two prominent guys. History, though, is not on their side. I just think that Chubb could be in a little bit of a situation where he's getting off to a slow start if he's not on the pup list, and Ford can be very good in that situation. And then we know that the Browns under Kevin Stefanski have used multiple running backs as well, so Ford could still be also playing in tandem with Chubb when he is ready to go.
It's funny you mentioned Breece Hall. I just want people to remember Breece Hall was great for fantasy last year because he caught so many balls. It's not like he wasn't a good rusher, but he was really good early in the year. He had like a big run in week one against the Bills. I think he had another really long run early. He had a 9-game stretch, Nick Chubb. Or sorry, not Chubb. This is about Nick Chubb, sort of. But Breece Hall, 9-game stretch where he averaged 2.5 yards per carry. I mean, he was horrible as a running back. And I remember the discussion, well, you got to start him. He's catching so many passes. But he ran for 39, 17, 50, 28, 23, 25, 16, 40, and 12 yards. Are you kidding me? In a 9-game stretch, he was on pace for 472 rushing yards. So even Breece Hall was a major success story, did struggle coming back from the ACL. All right, two more sleepers here, Jamie.
Yeah, we'll go to the wide receivers, and Jamison Williams and Josh Downs are two guys I'll be drafting a lot of. Williams will hopefully fulfill the potential that we saw at Alabama. Clearly a lot to love about the upside. It's been a sluggish start to the beginning of his career. The, you know, ACL tear that he suffered in the national championship game really derailed his rookie campaign. The gambling situation got him off to a slow start in his second year. But this is a receiving core right now that as a whole, you know, Josh Reynolds is not there. Not that he was, I think, a huge factor in terms of, you know, Jamison Williams, you know, kind of lack of production, but he just kept him off the field. And so with an offense that's filled with playmakers, this is a guy that could really open up the offense and take the Lions, I think, to another level. And I think that's what they're hoping for. You know, they spent a lot of time talking about a little bit of a lack of consistent speed. And we know that's something that Jamison Williams has. In terms of Josh Downs, you know, a small sample size of what he was able to do with Anthony Richardson. And really things kind of tailed off from a little bit after the first few games with Gardner Minshew after Richardson's shoulder injury. But you're still looking at really the slot receiver, the second option in this passing game as of now. Alec Pierce has not materialized as that guy. They don't have tight ends to speak of that are going to be significant contributors again as of right now. I think Richardson will lean on Josh Downs. And so these are two guys that you can draft as number four fantasy receivers that can easily creep into the top 30 if things go their way. And these are two guys that I want to have a lot of my fantasy.
All right, that is Jamie Eisenberg and five sleepers from him. If you want to hear more, check out the full-length episode of Fantasy Football Today. I'm Adam Azer. We'll talk to you later this week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.